You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the King, Scott Engel, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm not in the best mood. I'm not in the best mood to start this morning. Hello to everybody watching us on TV. Hello to everybody just getting in their car, popping on the radio for the first time. If you're on the app, wherever you're listening to, I want to extend you a welcome into the Roto Records in the Morning. We're going to do a good job getting you ready for week four. But me, myself, personally, I'm fed up.
You can tell. Corey's not in a good mood this morning. He's just not.
Fantasy frenzy, fantasy football frenzy should be fun between Corey and Jake today.
I don't have it for Jake and his foolishness today. I don't want to check the link. If I say Jake, where do you have him ranked? Tell me where you got him ranked, and we move forward.
I'm bitching, Corey.
Corey, I appreciate your candor.
No, Greg, I thank you. I'm sorry I gave you a hard time earlier.
No problem, Scott. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and we're all ready for you for waivers for week four on rotoexperts.com. Check out my in-season ranks. Dak Prescott is top four. And
should be.
Yes, and you'll like the photo, Corey, on the site. Check it out. Also, Jake's waiver wire rankings. The link is there if he's busy.
Scott, every time you open your mouth, you talk about rotoexperts.com.
I know. I'm glad you observed that.
Yeah, good.
Matt Modica, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm looking forward to playing either or.
Yeah.
Got a lot of waiver bids to adjust and look forward to tonight. Like, even though it's kind of a light one, you still gotta be tinkering every week.
I was talking with Ronis last night. Me and Ronis was at Yankee. Adam Ronis, for those of you who don't know, me and Adam Ronis. Novice fantasy analyst Adam Ronis. If you don't know who he is, a guy. That's all he really is.
You call him
a
Jag?
He's a Jag. He's a fantasy Jag. Just a fantasy guy. You know what I'm saying? I was at Yankee Stadium with him last night because he begged me to go. I finished what I was doing and I went with Adam Ronis, and he said something that's the first smart thing he said that I've ever heard him say. He was like, "The waiver wire is pretty barren this week." I said, "You know what? You're right."
It is, you know. It's actually barren. It was very barren last week, too. So two out of the first 3 weeks, there's been nothing on the waiver wire.
If you purchased Rashad Higgins like myself, you have buyer's remorse after 1 week.
So
you got the window small with the big guy.
I'm proud of you this morning. You finally didn't call him Rashid.
Yeah, no. Rashid, Devontae. I'm going to get that wrong. I'm sorry. It's like Vito, Guido, you know. People get that wrong.
Mark Gindy will be joining the Fantasy BFFs tomorrow.
Who's that?
On the show.
What's his name?
Mark Gindy.
Where's he from?
You know, friend of the program.
It's the Nando guy.
We're gonna take a break, gentlemen. When we come back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, play a little either or, see where we are with certain players, and see where you should be as well. This right here is the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
All right, so we spoke a lot last week and early this week about Jordan Howard. And that's where I want to start either or today, guys, because I want to know how back in everybody is on Jordan Howard. Everyone was very, very, very low just a week ago. when we played this game. He was the first name out. He's going to be the first name out again. So, let's begin. Jordan Howard, Matt Modica, or LeSean McCoy?
I'm going to go LeSean McCoy.
So, let's take it with Shady. Okay. Scott.
I'm going to go Jordan Howard. Ooh. I have two spots ahead of Shady in my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com. And yeah, you know, I think McCoy's even more banged up than Howard.
What time's the conference call, Corey?
Yeah,
it's at 5:10. Corey's record against me.
All right, so here we go. This is the deal right here. I'm gonna go with Shady in this instance. This is a good one, though, Greg. I'm gonna take Shady barely because I think he's more involved in the offense, particularly in the passing game.
Okay, so you're going with Shady. Scott, you were going with Jordan Howard here at this point. Okay, Jordan Howard or C.J. Anderson?
Oh my goodness!
We'll go the other way this time.
All right, start with me, the hard one. I'm gonna go with Jordan Howard, though. I'm not the biggest CJ Anderson guy. I still think CJ Anderson loses carries to Devontae Booker. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Jordan Howard.
I'm gonna say Jordan Howard. I feel like he's more likely to hold his part of a timeshare.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jordan Howard here, but he's got the injury, and C.J. Anderson is at some point to probably get injured as well.
Yep.
Scott, Jordan Howard or Mike Gillisley?
Jordan Howard. I can't trust Gillisley. It's like boomer bust TD every week.
But you're playing with the Patriots, best team in football. It's, you know, arguably
it's a better offense.
Yeah,
but I'm
going to go Jordan Howard in his role. You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick.
You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan Howard or Tariq Cohen, straight up? Corey?
I still want Tariq Cohen. Okay. I want Tariq Cohen. I want those receptions.
So if you want Tariq Cohen, then that means you're telling me you're taking Tariq Cohen over C.J. Anderson. You're taking Tariq Cohen over Mike Gillisley.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jordan Howard. I like Cohen, but I feel like Jordan Howard gets more of the regular touches as a ball carrier.
In the PPR format, I'm going to go with Cohen. Howard has this shoulder injury. You know, it's not going away, and I think at some point it's really going to be a problem.
Jordan Howard or Mark Ingram, Scott?
Easily Jordan Howard. More touchdowns.
Okay.
For me right now, I have to go Jordan Howard, but if Adrian Peterson gets cut, I think that story might change.
Okay.
This is a good one right here because you don't know how much I really want to say Mark Ingram because I think what Mark Ingram can do in the passing game, the New Orleans Saints offense, I think it's very close, closer than you would expect.
Yep.
I'm going to give Jordan Howard the slight edge because of the guaranteed touches, but Mark Ingram is right behind him in my opinion.
Yeah, if you told me today that Adrian Peterson got cut.
Let me ask you this, though. Peterson hasn't scored a touchdown yet, though, so what's the difference?
He's still on the field.
He is... It's like Jeremy Hill. Him and Jeremy Hill are cancers that need to be removed from those backfields.
Okay. Jordan Howard or DeMarco Murray?
DeMarco Murray.
It's close for me, but I worry more about Murray's hamstring than I do Jordan Howard's shoulder. They're both playing hurt, but you know, Derrick Henry can cut into that load too. It's close, and I wouldn't blame anybody for going Murray, but I'm going to say Howard right now.
I'm going to go DeMarco Murray. I think he's the better running back. I think he's in a better situation. Offense more committed to the run. I think we know he's the lead dog, even though Henry's in the mix.
I will say this. Mark Ingram had 31 snaps on Sunday. Adrian Peterson, 13.
You know, he hasn't had, like, a tremendous amount of snaps, but it's just the flow of that backfield. Same thing with Jeremy Hill. They're getting him in, and if you remove
disrupts
both
the rhythm.
Those guys, yeah, exactly. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Okay. The next one is Jordan Howard or Marshawn Lynch? Scott.
I'm going to go Jordan Howard. Marshawn Lynch is managing his workload.
Are they managing his workload or he just hasn't really been that
good? Yeah, for me, it's Jordan Howard. I mean, I'm not the biggest Jordan Howard guy, but this one to me isn't really close.
Yeah, me neither.
It's closer to me because I think what he can do touchdown-wise. You got to go Jordan Howard, though. Marshawn is not getting enough work right now.
Lynch is making the most of every touch right now, but he's not getting the volume that Howard is.
All right.
what is really Marshawn Lynch doing? I mean,
he had a good week in week two, right? I would expect.
He looked good running the ball in week 12 one.
12 for 45 or something?
But he had the touchdown. He looked good running the ball in week one. Game script didn't dictate the Marshawn Lynch this week.
No, I hear you, but I think a lot of people... I don't know. Besides the fact, I'm trying to look here. He started off the season 4.2, 3.75, 3. He's got one touchdown on the year. I understand the name Marshawn Lynch. Yeah. You see the offense. I'm understanding why.
Yeah.
But if it was anybody else, we would have moved on.
He might be looking better.
I don't think you can count Sunday night against Marshawn Lynch.
He might be looking better from a pure football perspective than he is from a fantasy statistical perspective.
Because you look
at him when he does get the ball, he still runs very hard.
You take game script in consideration. If I'm a Marshawn Lynch owner, I do not worry about what you saw on Sunday night because that team was down. They had to start throwing the football. They had to get Washington involved. A road game like that, I'm not going to hold that against Marshawn Lynch.
I just think we see. Look, he still does run hard. Yeah. I get that. And you know, it's fun to watch.
The eye test and the stat sheet don't seem to be two different things.
I'm gonna keep rolling them out there. I'm comfortable with it.
You're comfortable with it. You're good with it.
Listen, an RB2, just give me 16 games.
I tweeted out yesterday through the first three games of Latavius Murray last year, and you compare him to Lynch this year. Latavius Murray was. I'm just saying. The consensus that I saw from a lot of these fantasy experts was Lynch was like a bona fide top 12 running back.
It is kind of crazy how, you know, after week one, I mean, even Scott, you were admitting defeat on this. I got it wrong on Marshawn Lynch. He is this. Now 2 weeks later, here we are. Like,
I think kinda he's kind of settled.
Halting.
We're being a lot to the moment.
There were a lot of people that were high on him, and then there were other people that made a little low on him. I think he settled somewhere in the middle. Is like something of RB2.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
All right. I asked you this one before. Matt, Jordan Howard or Jay Ajayi?
I'm going to take the gamble on Jay Ajayi.
Corey?
I'm going to take. I don't like Jay Ajayi at all, but I'll take Jay Ajayi.
All right.
Because of the work.
Scott, you answered that question a little bit earlier on the show. Final one when it comes to Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard or Isaiah Crowell?
Are you trying to make me leave, Greg?
I just asked.
Do you want me to leave?
No.
Greg, when we got to the break, I said, Greg.
Cue up the waterworks. Here we go.
I know. I apologize to Greg. Apparently, Greg wants me to leave this morning. I'm not in the best mood, and you bring up Isaiah Crowell. I'm not in the best mood, Greg. Why? Are you trying to call me out, Greg? Greg, are you trying to call me out?
I'm going through a list of players.
Are you trying to call me out,
it's
Greg?
On the sheet, man.
I feel like you're trying
to
call me out.
You just answer the question.
I feel like you're trying to call me out, Greg.
I'm trying to call you out. Last week, you would have said Isaiah Crowell to the answer. I asked you this last week, too. You said Isaiah Crowell.
God, feels like he gets something wrong. He starts crying.
I'm going with a Jordan Howard today. Right now, I'm going with Jordan Howard. By the end of the hour, I could change my mind.
Fine.
Why would you change your mind?
Greg's trying to call me out, Scott.
Just answer the question.
He tried to
give the guy a hard time.
No, but he tried to call me out.
He asked you a simple question. No, but the run now.
Okay, the Crowell thing, it don't look good right now. What do you want me to do, huh? At least I'm man enough to put a stance out there. You feel what I'm saying? What do you want me to do? It's not working right now.
What
okay?
do we want you to do?
Jordan Howard,
not give him a hard time. What?
Jordan Howard or Isaiah Crowell?
Jordan Howard. Isaiah Crowell's a bum.
Matt?
I hate to say it, but Jordan Howard.
Okay. Moving on.
Everybody's against me here. You've been successful, Greg, in turning everybody on everybody against me. I hope you're happy now.
All I did was ask a question.
That's all he did was ask a question.
All I did was ask a question. Yeah. All right. Now we're going to kind of run it back. But instead of saying Jordan Howard, I want to throw out DeMarco Murray. I want to see where everybody is when it comes to DeMarco Murray. So, DeMarco Murray or Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
I had Melvin Gordon.
Fine. Yeah. DeMarco Murray or Jay Ajayi?
DeMarco Murray.
Ooh.
Jay Ajayi.
Ooh.
I mean, both of these. You know what? I'm going to go with DeMarco Murray. It's really a coin toss.
So it's a coin toss? No one has any?
In-season ranks, I got Ajayi 11 and Murray 14. So it's close.
And you have Howard 13, correct?
I have Howard, yes.
Who do you have 12?
Carlos Hyde.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Okay. DeMarco Murray or LeSean McCoy?
That's a good one right there, Greg.
I'm going to stay with DeMarco Murray. I don't know how injured he is. I know Dr. Ray said he was very injured, but you see what he did? He's got the much better team.
I'm going to go with DeMarco Murray based on that same thing. He got the much better team, the better offense, the commitment to the run that they have, and he's going to catch the football too, get goal line work. Give me DeMarco Murray.
And they're right next to each other. It's almost a draw. Give me McCoy for the pass catching.
Okay. DeMarco Murray or C.J. Anderson? Matt.
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray.
Patrick.
DeMarco Murray or Leonard Fournette? Corey.
This is a good one. Leonard Fournette. Hey.
I'm going Fournette. I got number five.
Sherlock. Number five, yes. Going forward.
Yep.
Oof, I want to say Fournette. I do. I don't know. Murray still.
Nice. I can dive into that. Leonard Fournette, yep. Five overall. More either or coming your way next year on the Roto Experts.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Fabulous.
All right, you have, Scott, Leonard Fournette as your number five overall running back going forward. Who are the four you have ahead of him?
Right now, the in-season ranks on the site.
That's RotoExperts.com. That's the site.
Right. Yeah, and you can get it in the package that check out Free Will Radio, the whole thing.
Thank you. I got Zeke number one.
Interesting.
Bell number two.
Wow.
Hunt number three. Freeman number four.
And nobody else in front of Lenny Fournette.
Nope.
Who's six?
Dalvin Cook.
I'd put Dalvin Cook five.
I think if Bradford was there, I might. Look, I don't have a problem with it either way, but I just think Fournette is running so hard. He's scoring every game. He's adding a few PPR points. You know, he is the crux, the axis of that offense.
And he's been running really offense, good. Though.
Yeah, look what they did this past week, right?
Oh, they beat up on the Ravens.
They did what they were supposed to do.
48 hours away from here in Germany or wherever they play that. Doesn't matter where it is.
Can I ask a question? Is anybody going out there buying DeMarco Murray or trying to get him? I'm not.
Just worry about the health.
Are you?
Yeah, I worry about the health.
For the right price, I would, yeah. Look, I made a mistake. I put Henry in. I said it yesterday. I benched Murray, and I regret it.
DeMarco Murray or Christian McCaffrey, Matt?
See, the thing is, Murray can catch a lot of passes too. I'm gonna think that if he was able to play this past week, that he's healthy enough, so I'm going to give a slight edge to Murray.
So what, you're someone that's going out looking for DeMarco Murray, potentially, for the right price. Is Christian McCaffrey the right price? Would you trade right now today Christian McCaffrey for DeMarco Murray?
Straight up.
I don't want to. I could say yes, and then I could change my mind in an hour. It's one of those. This is that close. But I think Murray, if we're going to factor in the offense, I'm going to take the if I'm going to go on the belief that I think he's healthy enough, and I might have to stay with Murray.
Scott,
I am going to go with Murray, and you know they're not too far apart from each other. I got Murray at 14 and McCaffrey at 16 in a PPR, but I feel like as long as Murray is there, he's more guaranteed a workload and a better offense.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go DeMarco Murray, better offense. I think not only can he catch it, he can run it between the tackles too. That kind of offense looks trash right now. Give me DeMarco Murray over Christian McCaffrey.
Here's the thing, maybe I'm just totally wrong and just seeing it, making up my own narrative, but I think DeMarco Murray played this week because he didn't want to get Wally pipped, and he got on that field.
I can see that being the case.
And he knows, like, look, this is my backfield. If I want to keep it, I got to be out there and I got to produce. Like I said, maybe it's my own narrative I'm trying to make a little too much of.
Look, he got stoned a lot in that first half, but
the field?
Yeah.
He was getting high on the field, Scott?
Stoned is like a defensive scouting term. He got stoned, you know, by the defense.
Oh, okay. But here, hold on.
But like, he got stoned a lot in the first half, but to Tennessee's credit, they watched the film. They saw Carlos Hyde break a big run down the left side the previous week against Seattle, and they did the exact same thing, and they blocked it up perfectly, and Murray took advantage. You know, and they have maybe the best offensive line in the AFC, so Murray can continue to succeed, even if he's not 100%.
DeMarco Murray or Marshawn Lynch?
Murray. Oh, easy. Right. Murray. DeMarco Murray. Murray. Is that Ray Lewis? Why is Ray Lewis on TV every day saying stupid stuff? That hair dye is getting into his brain. Go ahead.
DeMarco Murray or Joe Mixon?
It's still got to be Murray right now.
Right now, it's got to be Murray. You know, Mixon's not getting enough of the workload, although he's getting more. We'd like to see.
Corey's thinking about it.
It's closer because I think the Mixon explosion is coming. I like Murray a tick more, a little tick.
All right, last running back we'll do. Last running back that we'll do today.
That comes
to Chris Thompson, Lightning Rod. Obviously,
yeah,
he is somebody that. Last 2 weeks, he's been really, really good. How high do you value him? Let's find out right now here. On the
this is PPR scoring, right?
PPR scoring.
Okay.
Chris Thompson or Theo Riddick, Corey?
Chris Thompson.
I got Thompson 31 and Riddick 34th.
I'm going to stay with the guy that does it year in and year out. It's very close.
The guy that brung you here, Theo Riddick.
I'm going to stay with Riddick.
Chris Thompson or James White?
James White,
more guaranteed work.
I'm staying some with carries. James White. You know,
where's James White in those rankings, Scott?
I have James White at 20.
Wow, so you have James White 11?
22, I'm sorry.
9 spots higher than Chris Thompson.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, Thompson could be boom or bust.
James White couldn't be?
I think he'll get more carries, you know, than Chris Thompson will.
Okay.
I think he'll be more involved in the regular flow of the passing game.
Okay. Chris Thompson or Amir Abdullah, Matt?
It kind of seems like Abdullah's getting a role now with this team. You know what? I'm going to stay with Abdullah. I'm going to pick Abdullah here.
I have them right next to each other. And Abdullah is the reason why I kind of bump Riddick down because, you know, he's
sure.
there.
That's a good point.
That's fair.
I got Abdullah 30 and I got Thompson 31. Not a big fan of Abdullah, but he's going to carry the ball more.
Yeah, I don't like Abdullah. He's playing better. He's starting to grow on me, but I'm going to go with Chris Thompson. That dynamic playmaker, I'm going to take him. I'm going to take the risk with him.
Corey, Chris Thompson or Tevin Coleman?
I'm going to go with Tevin Coleman in this one. Tevin Coleman get work every week. He may run for 40 yards. He may catch for 40 yards, but it's consistent work.
I don't have a second thought. It's Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, I got Tevin Coleman 11 spots ahead.
Is Tevin Coleman someone you should go out and target right now?
Tevin Coleman, I think, sure. can be started every week in a PPO.
He can.
I want to go see who has Tevin Coleman in my league. This is a guy. I like this guy.
Me. The
playmakers on the Falcons, they go in this order. Julio Jones, Devonta Freeman. You could say 1-2 either way.
Devonta Freeman, Julio Jones.
Okay, you can do it either way. Coleman's number 3.
Devonta Freeman's underrated.
He should have been underrated.
He started out with him as 4.
Yeah, should have kept him there.
We kind of got talked out of that.
Like Corey said, should have been Super Bowl MVP.
To Greg's credit, he was number 4 on Greg's list the whole time. See, unlike Scott, I'll give Greg credit.
I like Devonta Freeman.
I apologized to him earlier, and then he came right back at me.
He didn't come right back at you.
What's next, Greg?
Next is Chris Thompson or Derrick Henry.
This is a good one right here.
I say Chris Thompson. Henry's not getting enough work. Murray's still in the mix.
He might have more touches than Chris Thompson on the year, though.
Sure.
But Chris Thompson is doing more with that work.
Yeah, he is.
So I'm going to go Chris Thompson. Chris Thompson is balling right now.
Today, you have to say Thompson, but who would I rather have on my... Like, if I had to have... like, say I had a really good team. Who would I rather have on my bench? It would be Derrick Henry.
Can I do one?
I have a few more. Okay. I like that, too. I think I would say Derrick Henry. To be honest with you,
it's all about getting that.
I'll try to project for the future too, right? You know. All right, Chris Thompson or Duke Johnson, Matt.
I really want to say Duke Johnson. Maybe I'll give a slight lean to Chris Thompson, but it's looking like Duke Johnson might be the guy to own in Cleveland.
I'm gonna go with Chris Thompson.
Good.
Chris Thompson, 2 spots ahead.
Okay, Chris Thompson or Buck Allen.
I got to go with Young Buck. He going to get the work. He get the work between. He get the consistent work between the tackles,
Does
and
he?
He's a threat in the passing game.
Does he get consistent work?
He'll get consistent work. Terrence West is, excuse me, I didn't say it, but you know what I meant to say.
A bum.
A bum.
I'm going to say Chris Thompson. You don't go to Baltimore for running backs.
You go to Washington for running backs?
For Chris Thompson, I might, yeah.
I'm going to go Buck Allen as well. Very close, but I'm going to go Buck Allen.
It's very interesting. You guys all chose Buck Allen. I would have chosen
Buck Allen. I like Buck Allen.
I said Chris Thompson.
Going into last week, I really liked Buck Allen. I said maybe he was the waiver wire pickup of the year. That whole thing that happened in Jacksonville was a disaster.
Yeah, so leave that alone.
Yeah.
That one doesn't count. Give him a mulligan for that.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, give him a mulligan for that. I think that's the smart way to go about it.
Yeah, I'm with you here. All right. Last one, and then you can do yours, Scotty.
Yeah.
Chris Thompson or Chris Carson?
Chris Carson running behind that trash O-line. You know what I'm saying? He's a plotter a little bit, you know? He's a guy. If you have him, you can roll him out there. Chris Thompson, you can expect dynamic things from.
I'm going to say Carson. He's nothing special as a runner. He's got some vision. You know, he's got some body lean, but he's not spectacular.
Shoulder lean.
But he's going to get more volume, so I'm going to say Carson.
For the season, I'll say Thompson this week, though. I want Carson in my lineup over him.
Okay. Scott, you said you had one.
Chris Thompson or Isaiah Crowell?
I knew you were going to do it. What?
I'm going to take
Isaiah Crowell, and I'm going to leave it alone. And I'll talk to him in the break.
I'll take Isaiah Crowell as well.
Thank you. And then I'm going to talk to Scott in the break.
I'm going
to
take Chris Thompson. No, I'll take Isaiah Crowell.
So you really were doing that just to...
Yes, of course.
You were, and I was.
I wasn't. He was just on the list. Yeah. I wasn't messing with you.
I was.
I don't know. What do y'all want me to leave? Do y'all want me to leave?
Did I bring it up?
No, but do y'all want me to leave?
No, okay.
You started with the Crowell thing.
It was
now
a
Scott
fair
comes back
question.
With the Crowell thing. Do y'all want me to leave? Do y'all want me to leave? Should I come back when the frenzy start? Do you guys want me to leave?
Okay.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I'm staying for the people.
The people need you. Tomorrow on the show.
Oh, God.
What?
What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to do some wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Tomorrow on the show.
Terrell Pryor or?
Not a bad idea.
Terrell Pryor or is already in there. I've already put it all together. I had it for today.
We did do Stephon Diggs or, right? Kind of last week.
We did that last week. I have some good either or's for tomorrow.
We had Stephon Diggs. We got up high with Stephon Diggs last week.
We really did.
It was like Stephon Diggs and Antonio Brown. Right.
I got him 7 in my in-season.
Tomorrow on the show, I can tell you, they're all done. Tomorrow we'll play Terrell Pryor, Martavis Bryant, and Sammy Watkins.
I like it.
Those are the three either awards for tomorrow.
Fun.
But when we come back next, we're taking a look with waiver wires still running tonight, potentially. I want to know what defenses and quarterbacks we should go up to stream. We talked about Trevor Siemian earlier. We talked about Cincinnati earlier. Who else can we get out there and stream? Defenses, quarterbacks, they are coming your way next. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to 3 guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
There you go. Huh? What are you pointing at, Scott?
We're back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we got some college games coming up, of course, this week. We were talking about college football a little while ago, Matt. And if you have a lean in college football, go to mybookie.ag. That is where you gotta place your bets and make sure you do it there, because they're the best in the business. We put our rep on the line for them because it is worth it. They pay you out within 2 business days. And when you use the promo code ROTOEXPERTS, you get a 100% cash bonus. That's right. You deposit money, you get a 100% cash bonus literally by just putting in the code ROTOEXPERTS. Make sure you check it out. They have a brand new mobile site. They have in-game live betting. So if things aren't going your way, you place a little wager in the game. Bet on that second half. Do it. MyBookie.ag. Promo code is ROTOEXPERTS. You play, you win, you get paid.
Where's the read at?
It was in my head. It's back there, it looks all like, right. Potentially.
I'm going to need it for next show.
You can...
What? On my bookie, you can vote on who you think gonna win the Heisman Trophy too. Who you mean, not vote, but you can put a wager on it.
We were on the show. We hit it off the air. Who we thought? I feel very good about my choice right now.
Who you like, the Barkley kid?
Saquon Barkley. That's exactly what I said before the season started. I said Saquon Barkley. I believe Sam Darnold was like the
consensus.
Was the favorite is the word I'm looking for. Saquon Barkley was like number 4 or 5, so it was a good bet at the time. Barkley's amazing. He is really, really awesome. Scott, do you know what school he plays for?
No.
Should, because he's going to be a very high NFL draft.
He'll watch the extensive highlights in the UFC.
He absolutely will. Yes.
He's going to be. You'll be talking about him next year.
I hope he's on the New York Giants. Is where I hope that.
Would you rather have the quarterback though? I mean, if I'm the Giants,
sure.
Like I'm a Bills fan, I want the quarterback.
Yes, of course.
I mean, the running backs. Look, I'd love to have a Zeke, a Hunt, but if you're going to really have a chance of winning, and how you're able to win in the NFL is when you get that good young quarterback. He's cheap for a few years, and that's how you win. And that's what happened with Seattle when they had, you know, they had the long.
Russell Wilson wasn't
once
cheap.
Once they paid Russell Wilson,
they wasn't cheap
they didn't
for long.
Have an offensive
line. Russell Wilson wasn't cheap for long.
Yeah,
he had to hijack that team.
Yeah,
selfish.
All right, gentlemen. Let's get into some streaming defenses and quarterbacks for this week because before people have all their waiver.
I like the stream.
I like the stream as well. That's why I picked up both of in two of my leagues. I think that Trevor Siemian to start this week. One. He's playing the Raiders. Number two, my matchups aren't great. I have Kirk Cousins against Kansas City. Corey, you and I agreed to start Trevor Siemian over Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I'm starting Siemian in the league that I got Siemian and Cousins. I'm putting Siemian in there over Cousins. Siemian took a little step back this week on the road against an up-and-coming Buffalo Bills defense. But, listen, I know it's tough. AFC West contest, it should be tighter. Shouldn't be flying around that much. But the efficiency of Trevor Siemian through this first quarter of the season has been very impressive. Give me Trevor Siemian this week over your man Cousins on the road.
I agree with you. Kansas City's tough spot to play. It was Kirk Cousins who went off against Oakland last week. I have no problem following around Oakland.
And Derek Carr has had problems versus, you know, Denver versus
sure.
Kansas City. So, I'm still an Amari Cooper guy. I would be buying now. People probably don't want to play him for this matchup, but I think this kid is going. When the season ends, his numbers will be there. This is a very tough week for him. You either buy him now, maybe you could buy him after this game if he has another bad one. But he's a player that I'd be going after.
Okay, ooh, Scotty, what it.
Oh, yeah. This is like, you do Blake Bortles after what happened with Jay Cutler, or are we reacting to last week? You know, it's Blake Bortles at the Jets coming up for 4 touchdown passes. You know, he could easily go back in the tank, but, you know, he's somebody I consider. But I'll take Carson Palmer at home against
what about Trevor Siemian, Scott? Let's talk about Trevor Siemian and Kirk Cousins, Scott.
So those are like two streamers I was considering. I just think Cousins is the better fantasy quarterback. He's starting to hit those stride with his receivers. So, you know, I'm going to take Cousins.
I fear Arrowhead. So
I fear. I'm very nervous about that on Monday night.
Arrowhead. And I don't fear the Raiders secondary.
No, exactly. And then Arrowhead has that. You know, Arrowhead is a very tough environment. The toughest environment to play in the NFL. Real crowd noise gets real loud out there.
Give me Denver at home. I'm very satisfied.
No fly zone.
No fly zone indeed. Okay. Other quarterbacks, as Scott mentioned, you mentioned Blake Bortles and Carson Palmer. Those are two interesting names.
Yeah, Bortles like had the huge game against Baltimore. The Jets won their Super Bowl last week.
You keep saying that. Why is it Super Bowl?
Because they won one game. A lot of their fans wanted them to go winless. That was big for them. And they beat the Dolphins, a rival too. So, you know, that was their Super Bowl. You know, they might come down, you know, after this week, but then Jacksonville might come down too. So, you know, but
Last week's Jacksonville Super Bowl?
No, but Bortles just played a good game.
But I don't get this whole thing.
Jacksonville's a better team.
And I want to play their defense for Jacksonville.
Yeah. I agree.
I like the Bengals defense.
Well, I said besides the Bengals defense, because the Bengals defense is obviously the most popular.
The Bengals like going against Isaiah Crowell and the Browns, you know.
We'll get the defenses in a second. We're doing the quarterbacks here at first. The team that lost to the Jets here was Jay Cutler and the Dolphins. Is Jay Cutler
a quarterback? Oh, I'm not never putting Jay Cutler in my damn lineup. Hell no.
That's what I said last week.
The
No. Everybody wanted to stream Cutler over. I was getting Cutler or Russell Wilson, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that was the one survivor pick you did have last year.
Yeah, Here's the thing. People will default look at the matchup and say you should use the quarterback. The guy's got to be able to take advantage of the matchup. We should know after all these years that we've seen so many cushy matchups with Jay Cutler and he hasn't delivered.
I agree. I'm not going to start Cutler. I don't ever want to start Cutler. But I will be starting all my Dolphins that I own.
You have to do it. But the Cutler kid, let me tell you something. I don't care. Don't at me if he throw 45 touchdown passes on Sunday. Don't ever start Jay Cutler.
Start
Jay Cutler.
A good matchup for Cutler. I don't care if he goes off.
Don't start him.
Cam Newton didn't do nothing either.
Cam Newton sucks.
If Jay Cutler throws two touchdowns, two interceptions, then he's Jameis Winston.
He's to throw for 320 yards. Do we have Jameis Winston pedigree, Greg? Have Jameis Winston pedigree? Is he a Heisman Trophy winner?
He is not.
Is he the face of a franchise?
Not anymore.
He was the face of a Bears, but not a good face.
Not anymore. Christian Cavalieri disagrees with you. Alex Smith against Washington. Woman.
You know what? Washington secondary has played well this year.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Well. Derek Carr
I don't think I could do it.
I agree. What about Deshaun's? Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kizer?
I think both Deshaun's can be played comfortably. If you can start Andy Dalton, you can start both Deshaun's. Watson or Kizer, I don't mind it. I think they'll be right outside. If they're not inside the QB1s, they'll be right outside.
I don't think you can start Kizer this week. The Bengals get Burflick back too this week.
Yes, they do.
Burflick might try to eat him.
Yeah. Turnovers.
I'd honestly be more comfortable starting Watson.
I'd
be more comfortable starting Watson as well. What about the other side of that game? Are you starting Andy Dalton?
I'm thinking about it. Seriously.
I would consider Andy Dalton this week also.
This is the type of game, though, knowing Dalton's history. You talk about Cutler. Dalton will come out against a good team and throw three touchdown passes. Then he'll come out against Cleveland and throw one touchdown and three interceptions.
There you go.
That's Andy Dalton.
That's true.
You can't trust Andy Dalton at all, no matter what the matchup is.
So you're totally out on Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I'm not starting Andy Dalton.
We start Tyrod Taylor this week.
Against Atlanta?
Yeah.
He's a steady guy. You know, it's like he can throw for a touchdown or two. He can rush for 40, 50 yards. I'm okay with it. Yeah.
I think this is a terrible matchup for the Bills. Look, I've been wrong. In the past, I thought Carolina was going to take care of them. I think Atlanta just rolls them offensively, and I think Atlanta's defense might be a sneaky play.
This is the Buffalo pessimist here, though. They could be playing from behind and he gets good numbers, too.
It's possible. Would you play Tyrod Taylor against Atlanta, Corey?
I would consider it.
Yeah.
I would consider it in shootout conditions.
Okay, so those are the main quarterbacks that you could stream here this week. Let's get to the defenses. As Scott and I have both mentioned, Cincinnati, and that's you. Cincinnati against Cleveland, an obvious start this week. Vontaze Burfict's back, and Matt said earlier on in the show that, hey, this might not be a one-week thing with Cincinnati. You may have Cincinnati, whose quarterbacks are playing well, with Vontaze Burfict back. They could be a defense you hold on to for a little bit.
Yeah, no, If I win them in Fab or whatever, yep. I'm on my waiver wire claim, it's not something I'm looking just to after this week dump them. I think they have a good defense.
Yeah, look, there'll be turnovers, there'll be sacks. The Cleveland running game, Isaiah Crowell can't rush for 50 yards, you know, so it's a very good matchup.
I'll read you this. This week, Cincinnati's in Cleveland. Next week, home against Buffalo. It's certainly a good matchup there. Then they have the bye, then they're at Pittsburgh, and they're home against Indy.
Defense played really good on the road at Green Bay.
Yes, very well.
Their offensive play calling cost them that win.
Success.
The bye is too close to keep them, though.
I agree with that. But
I'm keeping Jacksonville. I'm not getting rid of Jacksonville. I don't care who the hell they're playing. If I got to pick up a defense for a week, I'll do it.
What week is their bye? You know, off the top of your head,
I think it's maybe like 8, 9, 10, like that range.
Okay.
I'll tell you this: against Cleveland, I know Deshaun Kizer gets sacked a lot, so good matchup here, of course, for Cincinnati. But if you don't get Cincinnati, you get stuck in a different direction. Scott, where can you head?
I think you go with the Packers this week. I like them. They've been putting a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I think you can go with Green Bay this week.
Thursday night against the Bears. Those Thursday night games are always a little crazy.
Yeah, it's a divisional game. You know, the Bears don't have a lot of offense, other than the running backs. I think they'll get pressure. I think they'll get sacks, and I think there's probably about two picks, and that's what you look for.
All right, so that's Green Bay. I think they definitely a streaming guy. I agree with you. Other streams I have on my list, potentially Tennessee. Anyone interested in streaming the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, because there could be turnovers there. You know, and they, certainly the offensive line could create some pressure. And he said Dwayne Brown's holdout is not ending anytime soon.
That's right, Tennessee. Yeah. Of course, against Houston. What about Tampa Bay against the Giants, Corey?
I think Tampa plays better at home. I think the defense plays better at home. Eli's going to throw some picks.
Giants didn't score in the fourth quarter. He's going to throw picks. They're certainly going to get sacks.
Tampa Bay defense a little bit beat up, though. I would consider them, but they would not be at the top of my list.
That's not on your list. All right. Last one here on my list as a defensive stream is Arizona. The Arizona Cardinals.
I could do that.
I could see
them getting some pressure up front. The Lions are like a top defense so far?
They've been good.
Yeah, they've been good. What about them against Case Keenum?
I'm always interested in going against Case Keenum. Is Case Keenum someone that you can stream?
Oh, I'd be very careful with that.
That's your quarterback league.
I'm just asking. You know.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel too.
You know who should be in the conversation about quarterbacks that should be streamed? Cam Newton. He's in that mix with those quarterbacks that should be streamed.
I don't want to play.
I would bench Cam Newton. I would not cut.
I don't want to play Cam Newton.
You wouldn't cut him?
I'd bench him.
I'll cut him.
That's why you have a bench.
You can't cut him, but I
think you can cut him, and I
think you can cut him too.
I think that could bite you in the ass though too.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we wrap up the program, bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, and find out what's up next with the Fantasy Football Friends. That's your way. Next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Final five, Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Come up next, it is the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Corey Parsons and Matt Modica. And I got to tell you, Jake Seeley, I wouldn't mess with Corey Parsons today, man. This guy's in a mood.
I think I'm good. I can handle it.
I'm just trying to warn you, you're my friend, you're my buddy. I wouldn't mess with him today. You can't even joke around this guy. He threatens to leave. He's going to walk out on his own show.
Oh, he's T.O. today? Is that what he is? Or Randy Moss?
Yeah, Scott called him Richard Sherman during the break.
Well, I've always said that. He's the Richard Sherman of fantasy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, the diva. He's a diva.
Ooh.
I'm not a diva. There's a lack of respect organizationally. For what I bring to the table, and it needs to be addressed, starting with Don Burns. Starting with Don Burns.
Corey, Don Burns doing a fine job.
You know, Corey, would you like to air some grievances? Maybe,
huh?
Would you like to air some grievances?
No. I'm
grab the pole.
I'm very upset with certain things. Right now, my mind is not consumed with what's going on right here. I'm happy with everybody right now. I don't like Scott and Greg, each on different occasions this morning, brought up Isaiah Crowell, and I feel like they was coming for me.
I was.
Well, the reason
The
reason I wanted to bring Jake into this is, Jake, you had people go after you for years over CJ Anderson. How is Corey supposed to deal with this Isaiah Crowell thing?
Get the hell over it. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. Good call, Jake.
It's not over yet. It's far from over. Still, has a lot of football left.
Yeah, I said the same thing about CJ Anderson.
Well, you're enjoying it this year, though, Jake.
Yeah, 2 years too late, but it's good.
You're 2 years ahead.
3rd year matters.
You know, yeah. As long as it happens, that's the important thing. Corey, what's going on next in the Frenzy?
Coming up next on the Frenzy, we're going to go through some waiver wire rankings that we got. Start to look at week number 4 in the NFL season. I'll take a couple look at those matchups, see what we can find, see if anything we like, see what we don't like. We go YouTube Live. Of course, we hit you up on the telephones. So I feel pretty good about what we have coming up today. So, I'm satisfied with the
You know what's coming up on the Frenzy?
What?
2 more hours of whining and crying from the lead host.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah. Scott, your shank has been sharp today. Yeah, you're, yep. you're really yep. looking to.
Try and take me down. He's been Wally Pipped.
I've been Isaiah Crowell.
Good one, Scott.
You like that one?
He's not. He's going to be relentless with this Crowell thing.
Nah. Yeah, it's never going to go away.
We just this 3 weeks into the season. Don't act like it can't transform. You feel what I'm saying?
No, I get it.
Yeah, so don't worry about it.
I get it. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think Isaiah Crowell's still good. Yeah,
Golden Tate did nothing to the last first
that's
3 weeks, 4 weeks
right.
of last
true.
Year. So.
That's true.
Jordan Howard.
Yeah, look at Jordan Howard.
Devontae Adams.
Absolutely. There's a lot that can change.
Both of those guys didn't have much of a job yet. At least Crowell's got a job,
Jake,
so I think Golden Tate's the only hope he has. All right. I'm trying to stick the knife in just a little bit.
Not twisting. You're just sticking it in. You're not twisting
yeah,
it quite
yeah. yet.
The week ahead, I don't understand how everybody throughout the 14 leagues I've been playing, everybody had Chris Thompson and Larry Fitzgerald on their team. What the hell was that about?
Here come the waterworks.
Why do I have to deal with that?
Here come the waterworks.
Everybody that I play against have to own Chris Thompson and Larry Fitzgerald.
Leave me alone.
All right.
And I had Michael Crabtree's 1.7.
You're not the best fantasy player on the planet.
You have a lot of experience fake crying, I noticed. We're done. It's over. Corey will do real crying coming up next with Matt Bodega and the only kid, Jake. My name is Greg Sussman. For Scott Engel, Matt, and Corey. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.